If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
May 30th, 2009, Aravaca, Arizona. Brisanya, age 9, is sleeping in the living room of her home. She's not sleeping in her bedroom because she's so excited that she got a new puppy. At that age, these experiences are so magical for us. Little moments that crystallize in our memory. Her mother told her that her bed was freshly made, with clean sheets. If Brisanya wanted to sleep with the puppy, then it needed to be out in the living room. It was an easy choice for the 9-year-old. Rolf Flores, age 29, and 31-year-old Gina Marie Gonzalez, his wife, are sleeping in their bed. It's 1 in the morning when someone knocks on their door. Knock in the middle of the night is something we can all agree is disquieting. It's a reminder that the outside world is present outside of our home. The imaginary safe bubble we present in our mind pops the moment a loud knock wakes you from your sleep. Flores climbs out of bed, wiping sleep from his eyes. At the door, he checks the peephole and sees two people standing there, a man and a woman dressed in what looks like military camo. They look official, but there is something undeniably sinister about their presence. When Flores asks through the door what they want, the two flash badges. They say they are law enforcement officers, and they believe Flores is harboring fugitives. Gina Gonzalez is awake now. She throws on a long t-shirt and comes out to the living room. She can hear her husband speaking to what looks like two cops wearing camouflage. Gina takes a seat next to Brisanya and comforts her daughter. A pale light spills into the otherwise dark living room. A soft yet harsh artificial light. Gina can see her husband back up into the home with his hands up. The flashlight glows, shrouding her husband in an inverse shadow. The man is holding an AK-47 that's wrapped in duct tape. The woman is pointing a flashlight like a cop, holding it just over her head. They tell Flores to take a seat next to his wife and daughter, but slowly. Flores spots the duct tape on the weapon as he seats. He opens his mouth to speak. He knows an official police-issued gun wouldn't have duct tape. That's against regulation. Then suddenly, there's a burst of gunfire. Flores falls backwards into the couch. and he knows no more. It was a burst of 5 shots, and Gina watches in horror as her husband is gunned down. Then the assailants turn the gun at her. She has time to scream as she too is shot down. One bullet shatters her thigh. The other fires straight into Gina's chest. The gunman turns to 9-year-old Brasenia. She's crying. The man wants to know where her sister is. Her sister is currently staying at her grandmother's. Through her sobs, she tells the man she won't tell him where she is. Again, pointing the gun at the girl, the gunman asks, "Where is her sister?" Brasenia, wiping tears out of her eyes, gathers herself to speak. But she doesn't rat out her sister. She looks up at this thing, this terrible man, something out of a nightmare, and asks, "Why did you shoot my dad? Why did you shoot my mom?" While staring at the little girl, the gunman begins to reload his weapon. A cold sting of fear hits Brasenia. The 9-year-old says, "Please don't shoot me." But there's little hope in her voice. The first bullet fires through her nose, but it doesn't kill her. She's still pleading and crying and begging for her life. The gunman kicks her over on the couch, holds her down with his boot, and fires a bullet directly into her temple. The gunman and the woman leave the trailer. The artificial light follows them. Gina has been playing dead. She lays silently in the dark with her dead family. Suddenly, she hears a noise. It's her daughter, sliding off the couch. Now, Brasenia is convulsing on the floor. Her face is destroyed, yet she begins vomiting blood. Gina calls 911 in a panic. She has to save her daughter. She wants to save herself. She doesn't know when and if these people will be back. She needs help before that happens.
911, where is your emergency?
Mom, somebody just came in and shot my daughter and my husband.
They shot them?
Please send me
Aravaca,
Arizona.
And what's your... And they shot your husband and your daughter? Are they out conscious?
Please, Mom, please. She's bleeding out of her mouth.
Where were they shot?
In the head. Should I pick her up? She's not bleeding.
No, I want you to leave her where she is. Okay, what I'm going to do... Are they still there, the people who are there that shot them?
They're coming back in!
Do you know who they are?
The woman has returned and shouts out, "Oh my God, one of them is still alive." Born in Everett, Washington, Shauna Ford is the leader of the group that shot Gina's husband and child. Shauna suffered from a troubled childhood marked by sexual and physical abuse, abandonment, and teenage prostitution. She suffers from neuropsychological impairments, which stemmed from her traumatic childhood and a stroke suffered in 1996. While on the line with the 911 operator, Gina runs away from this terrible woman to her husband's gun, a pistol left in her husband's dresser for safekeeping. Gina takes cover and crouches between the washer and dryer. She has no idea how many bullets are left in the gun. Suddenly, the artificial light spills down the hall. Last time this glow was a pale writer. Gina hears the boots stomping down the hall. It's the gunman, holding his duct-taped AK-47, the weapon that separated Gina from her husband by eternity. They both have a moment to recognize each other, and they both start firing.
Right here.
but Gina has the better cover. The bullets from the AK ricocheting and pinging off the washer and dryer. In a flash of seconds, several bullets from Gina's gun find their purchase. The gunman's leg nearly explodes in a cloud of gore as it's riddled with bullets. Blood and bone fragments spraying in the air, the man screams, falls to the floor, and begins crawling out of the home.
Hello? Are you still there? Are you okay?
Ma'am, I don't know. I'm scared.
How many people were there?
I don't know, ma'am. I was asleep, and I can't even move. I've been shot myself.
Where were you shot?
I think I'm shot in the leg. I'm not sure, ma'am.
Okay.
Please hurt.
Are you armed?
Yeah.
Okay, they're coming. Lights and sirens. Okay, they are coming.
Ma'am, please hurry.
And did you see any of them?
No, I didn't. I just got up, ma'am, because they told us that somebody had escaped jail or something. They want to come in and look at my house, and they just shot my husband, and they shot my daughter, and they shot me.
Okay.
Oh, my God, man. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, they are coming. Okay. You said that they told your husband that they wanted to come in because there's an escape person?
Yes. And that the whole party was surrounded. I'm sorry, that the whole property was surrounded with Border Patrol and everything. Oh, fuck, my leg is killing me, ma'am. How long is it going to take them to get here?
Okay, and are they still in the house?
I don't know, ma'am. I'm just sitting right here bleeding like crazy, and I got this gun loaded.
Okay, what kind of gun do you have?
I don't know what it is.
Is it a handgun or is it a rifle?
It's just a handgun.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I killed my family.
Yeah. Where in the house are you?
I'm in the kitchen right here just staring at
the door. Are you with your husband and your daughter?
No, I don't even want to look at them, okay. Ma'am.
What kind of vehicles do you have on your property?
I have a Suburban in the front, and I have a...
What color is the Suburban?
It's black.
It's
and
black?
The Ford's white. I don't know if they sold it, though. All I could hear is that they were looking for money, and they sold other stuff. I don't know. It looked like they were putting stuff in my house or something.
No, and you said there was a white truck or a sedan?
It's a white Ford.
White Ford truck?
Yes.
And did it sound like males were talking?
There was a male and there was a shorter, fat woman.
Okay, now the woman, what did she look like? Was she a Hispanic male?
No, she was a white,
short
woman.
Okay.
And I have one of their guns here that they fucking left.
Okay, don't touch that, okay? Don't touch that.
I'm sorry,
No, you're fine.
You're
fine, don't worry. It's fine. Don't worry about your cussing. Can you remember the clothing that the female was wearing?
They're all dressed in camouflage.
Like green camouflage?
I couldn't tell. And okay. The guy is, like, super tall.
And the male, was he also white?
Yes.
Okay.
Ford, the woman, was motivated by financial gain to fund her Minuteman group. She planned to take the group to the next level, which apparently meant leading a raid on Latino families, looking for drugs and money to fund the group. So yes, the attackers hoped to rob the Flores Gonzalez family. Ford and her accomplices believed that it's their duty to kill the family, as they were trying to protect, in their mind, the U.S.-Mexican border from illegal immigrants. Raul and Briseña Flores and Gina are natural-born U.S. citizens.
And then a Mexican came in.
So there was a white male, a white female, and a Mexican male?
Yes.
And was he tall or was he like average?
No, he was like almost 6-something.
He was tall also?
They shot me and I pretended like I was dead and my daughter was crying when they shot her too.
They shot her again after the first time you
told
me?
They shot her like 2-3 times.
Okay, is there anybody else in the house of your family?
No, I'm by myself.
Okay, so it's just you, your husband, and your daughter that were in the house?
Yes.
Do you have any dogs, anything in the house?
There was a couple of dogs, but I think they went out when the door opened.
Okay. Okay, they are coming, lights and sirens. We have units in the area, okay, but I want you to stay on the line with me until we have someone with you. We are, we're coming, okay, we are coming.
Ma'am, last Saturday I got in a fight with with the girl, and I think maybe she has something to do with it.
Okay. Now, was there any, like, drugs mentioned, or were they just looking for money? What were they, do you know?
I couldn't tell. They just said, hurry up and get what we need, but, I mean, we don't have drugs or anything like that in this house.
Okay. Do you think maybe it was a mistake, or do any of your neighbors have anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I'm in so much pain.
Yeah. And which leg was shot?
My right leg.
Okay.
And it's falling asleep.
Keep some pressure on it, okay?
I'm just trying to hold it. My husband, yeah. Now, what am I going to do?
I don't know, honey. We'll get somebody out there for you, and they'll help you through this, okay? And the gun that you said they left behind, is that a handgun?
Ow, ow, ow. Oh, my God.
That gun that they left behind, that's a handgun, right?
It looks like a sawed-off shotgun or something like that.
And you didn't touch it, right?
No, I can't move, ma'am.
That's good. Don't touch it.
As soon as I thought they had left, and I think she came back because they forgot the gun, and I jumped up, too.
Okay.
My husband's always had a gun in the house just in case.
And that's good that you knew how to use it. Did you hit any of them, or any of them wounded, you know?
No, ma'am.
Was that you shooting that I heard also?
No, he was shooting at me.
He was shooting at you? And you don't think you hit any of them?
No.
Okay. Did you shoot off any rounds from your gun?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, ma'am.
How many shots do you think you shot off?
I don't know, whatever you heard.
Okay. So was that you, only you shooting, or did they shoot too?
No, they were shooting too.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And now, did you hear any vehicles speed off after they left this last time?
I just heard some doors shut.
You heard doors shut, but that was it?
Open real quick.
Okay.
How long is it taking?
They should be in the area. I think what they're doing right now is just checking the area, but where I'm trying to convince them to get someone to you, okay? So there's multiple units. I mean, they have, like, the whole army coming towards you, okay?
I need to lay down, ma'am. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Lay down, but take the phone with you, okay? Keep me on the line so you can keep me updated on how you're doing. Is your daughter still crying?
No, I think she's gone now.
Okay. And you're not expecting anybody, right? No family members are coming to visit, anything like that?
No, okay. It's too darn late for that. We were sleeping.
Okay. And does it sound like they have any accents of any kind? Were they speaking, like, normal English, like you and me?
The two first ones came in were speaking English to us, and we were asking what's going on, and they were telling us you don't have the right to ask any questions right now. We need to check your house for this, and this. And my husband's like, why do you have tape on your gun? And that's why they shot him.
Oh, okay. Did you notice they took anything?
I wish they said I was dead.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean before, when they first came in.
No.
Okay. How are you doing? Are you holding up okay? I understand what you just went through, but I don't mean to ask that in that sense, but is your leg, your feet, are you okay?
I'm just gonna lay down.
Okay. The male shot your husband?
Yes.
Okay. Was it the white male or the Hispanic male?
They didn't come down and talk to me.
So was there another one besides the three suspects that you told me about?
No. Hold on, ma'am.
There was a lot of them? But the ones you saw, that was the white, the Hispanic, and the female?
No, right now, I don't know.
Okay, I need you to think. I need you to help. Just kind of focus on what I'm saying to you and trying to answer the questions. I know your leg hurts. I understand that your families were shot, but I need you to answer these questions so we can help catch these people, okay? I just need you to think, just to keep your mind off of what's going on, okay?
In a previous life, Ford had been the promoter of a grunge rock band. worked as a youth counselor, aircraft factory worker, and as a cosmetologist and esthetician. Ford ran unsuccessfully for a seat on the Everett, Washington City Council in 2007. I'm going to play audio from that now.
We are now joined by Yakima Valley residents and a number of invited guests who will share with us their insights on the immigration issue. Joining us up front here tonight, Shauna Ford, a member of the Minuteman and a representative of the Federation of American Immigration Reform, a national group concerned about border security. What do we need to do to fix it?
Well, it's pretty easy. Title 8, Law 1324, states that if you hire somebody who's illegal, it's a crime. So what makes this nation a wonderful nation and one of the greatest nations on earth is we are a nation of laws. And I agree that there needs to be some reform, but at what cost? And why is it that we have to keep flipping the bill as a middle-class America? And the degradation to our society and our sovereignty is incredible. It's not fair, it's wrong, and I would encourage every single person to get educated on how much we're spending in this state, which is upward to $500 million in illegal immigration. And they come here and they continue to come here, and it's not just Hispanics, it's all races. We need to have border security. It's essential. Most people forget about 9/11, but can any of you tell me out of the 100,000 illegal immigrants, which one of them were a terrorist? Anybody?
Listener, are you interested in merch? I get merch requests all the time. And so I'm announcing these specialty handcraft mugs called the Shadow and Light Mug, exclusively crafted for fans of Obscura Podcast. You'll have to check them out yourself, and I don't want to waste too much of your time. But if you want these mugs, head to our Patreon. There's a public post. And you don't have to be a member or anything, but you have to see these mugs. They look amazing. They are handcrafted and from Indiana, and they have the Obscura label branded on there. This mug looks like an old discarded thing in the best way, like something found at a crime scene. You'll have to check it out. It's sold at a great value. So if you want to see these mugs, if you want one for yourself, if you want to be a part of the Cool Kids Club, head over to patreon.com/obscura. And it's one of the first posts on there. It's open to everyone. They're called the Shadow and Light Mug. Ford had several run-ins with law enforcement prior to this robbery. Court records show that she served time in juvenile lockups for repeated convictions involving theft, burglary, prostitution. She married four times. In 1989, her boyfriend sought court protection from her, claiming that she had physically attacked him and threatened to hurt herself with a knife. In 2007, she was charged with theft, which Ford described as a misunderstanding. While running for Everett City Council, her son was convicted of assaulting her employer. In January 2008, Ford accused members of a drug cartel of sexually assaulting and shooting her. However, she later suggested the alleged culprits were actually criminal associates of her son. Ford's brother alleged that she fabricated the story, and authorities closed the case due to insufficient evidence. Since 2007, she had been involved in vigilante activities and later joined the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. However, she was asked to leave the organization in February 2007 after members described her as being unstable.
If you had to estimate, how many people would you say?
Four or five.
Four or five? Were they a male and then that one female?
Yeah.
Okay. Were they all wearing camouflage?
I only saw the first.
Only saw the three. Okay. And you're in the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can't think of anyone that would want to hurt you or your family?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any family?
Yeah,
can you do me a a favor?
What's that?
Can you call my mom and dad?
Yeah. What room is your husband and your daughter in?
They're right here in the kitchen.
They're in the kitchen also?
In the living room.
Oh, because you're in the living room now?
No, they're in the living room.
Okay.
I ran to the kitchen to get the gun.
Okay, so are you, is it like your kitchen and your living room connected?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are they on their way?
Yeah, they're in the area. They're right there.
I'm really afraid that some people are going to come back.
Yeah, they should be right there because they're asking you where you are and where your husband and your daughter are, so.
Tell them it's safe to come inside and nobody's in here.
Okay.
Wow, my leg's starting to hurt.
Yeah.
Listener, I've always wanted to learn Spanish. Some of my favorite books are in the language, and a lot of my best friends speak it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language. I've been using it, and I'm shocked by how quickly I'm learning. It's an intuitive process. You see, with Rosetta Stone, you pick up a language naturally. First with words, then phrases, then sentences. And it's designed for the long term, meaning that with Rosetta Stone, you're going to retain what you learn. It's been used as a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Obscura listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
So you heard me yelling at them, right?
I heard a couple shots, and then I heard you yelling, saying, you said get out or I'm going to shoot you kind of thing, and then I heard more shots.
Is that going to be held against me?
No, this is self-defense. You're going through a traumatic event, dude. I wouldn't expect anything less. And it's good that you got it on tape. I mean, everything, it's... you're telling him to get out, and this was after the shots were fired, and I don't know if you shot first, I don't know what happened, but everything that I could hear is on the recording. Can you remember anything about the people that you saw that would make them stand out?
She's really short and fat, and he was really super tall, and he was a big guy.
Okay, were they wearing any masks, anything?
No, his face is painted black.
The white guy?
Mm-hmm.
And was he the only one that had the painted face?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That I know of.
So like the female that you saw and the other male that you saw, they didn't have black faces?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I only saw the lady. I didn't see the other person that came in.
Okay. So the female face wasn't painted black?
No.
Could you tell what color hair she had? Did she have a hat on?
I didn't even get to.
Okay. No, I understand. I'm just asking you questions.
Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening.
And I am so sorry for this.
How the heck does this stuff happen?
Nobody ever has a reason for these things.
I'm like, I've never heard of any of this stuff happening in Aravaca.
Yeah, it's definitely new to me. I haven't heard of anything like this either.
I wonder if they stole my vehicles outside as well.
Okay. And can you tell me the best way to get to your house?
Just go down the ski road where the community center is. Come all the way down.
All the way down to the end? All the way southbound?
I don't know, ma'am. I don't know.
Okay. Are you right there at the corner of Hardscrabble and the ski?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a fence around your property at all?
Yeah, my lights are all on, though.
Okay. So the fence, is it just your front yard or the backyard?
No, it's just the front.
Okay. and you're right there on the corner. There's no other trailers or anything on the property.
I hear somebody pulling up. Is that them?
No, that should be them. Let me double check though, okay?
Ford later founded a more extreme splinter group, the Minuteman American Defense Organization, which had 14 members at the time of the raid on the Flores family residency. Jason Eugene Gunny Bush, age 38, of Meadowview, Arizona, is MAD's National Director of Operations. Bush is Ford's second in command. He has ties to the Aryan Nation, and in 1997, murdered a man named Hector Lopez Partida. Then, in September 1997, Bush committed an execution-style killing of his Aryan Nation associate, Jonathan Brumstead, for being a, quote, race traitor. Later in 1997, Bush was imprisoned for the theft of a car and unlawful possession of a firearm. You can see why he served as a gunman for this little raid. After being released in 2003, Bush moved to Sandpoint, Idaho, where he lived until 2007. Bush is also suspected in at least two additional killings during the latter part of 1997, both likely race-motivated. Bush is alleged to have, on two separate instances, showed up at acquaintance's home, covered in blood, and asking to be allowed to clean up there, as he had, quote, just finished taking care of some business. The third robber is 45-year-old Albert Robert Gasciola. He believed Raul Flores was a competent drug runner and wanted a potential rival dead. Gasciola recruited Shauna Ford and Jason Bush to kill Flores under immigrant-related pretenses. Gasciola had once been imprisoned on marijuana charges from 1992 to 2000.
Do you see any flashing lights, anything like that?
Huh?
Do you see any flashing lights?
I can't get up.
Okay. You don't see anything like reflecting off the house or anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay. They should announce themselves, like when they're coming in, they should say...
Pulling out really fast.
They're pulling out, like they're leaving?
Yeah.
Can you see what's going on?
Hold on, I need to get the gun.
Yes, get the gun. Are you up? Are you walking?
No.
Are you crawling?
No.
Okay, you're still in the same place you were? Okay.
Somebody came and took off, man.
Is it like gravel on the gravel? You could hear the gravel?
I can hear the dirt.
The dirt, okay. And you didn't hear any doors open or shut or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing anything right now? Okay. Yeah, there's lots of deputies coming your way, so I'm hoping it's one of them. Do you hear a lot of movement outside? Like,
yeah, I hear cars just driving back and forth.
But you can't see outside?
Uh-uh.
Does it sound like they're speeding?
Yeah.
Okay, we do have units there. Keep me on the line, okay, until there's someone with you.
You're sure it's them?
I'm sure it's them. My dispatcher just told me that someone's there now. And they have Border Patrol with them, okay?
Okay.
So they should be coming into the house. They're going to announce, and more than likely they're going to clear the property. So if you hear people coming in, let me know, okay?
Okay, can you please call my family now?
Yeah, I put their name and number in the call, so that's going to get done.
They locked the gate and they can't get in. I hear them trying to open it.
The gate's locked?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they might have locked the gate when they left and make it harder to get in. Please tell them to hurry in.
Yeah.
Samantha!
Put your hands up and put the gun down, okay?
They're yelling.
Put your hands up and put the guns down.
I can't get up.
No, you don't have to get up. I just want, what I want you to do is I want you to put the gun down.
Okay.
Put it away from you.
So I'm in here, sir. I'm in here.
Tell them you can't move.
I'm here in the kitchen on 911, sir. I'm right here, and there's the gun.
Is he with you?
Yeah, he's with
me. Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Gina Gonzalez lived, but her daughter didn't make it. The former wife and mother of two left a widow to raise her remaining child alone. Shauna Ford was sentenced to death after a jury found her guilty of two counts of first-degree felony murder and six other felonies committed during a home invasion. Jason Eugene Bush and Albert Gassiola were both sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Now, listener, I want to slow down a moment. I want to take a moment to recognize the loss of a 9-year-old girl. Brisenia Flores lived in Arizona all her life, and she was a student at Sapori Elementary School. Her world was small, and in the morning she left it, by all accounts, she was so excited. A new puppy for her to grow with. All the walks they'd take, all the fun they'd have together, reserved for an alternate timeline. One less cruel. Looking at her obituary photos brought emotions hard to describe welling up in this narrator's chest. Wherever you are, Brisenia, I'm sorry the world failed you, and I hope you found peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.